Okay, do it. We don't have any Waka Waka. See, you played some nice wah.
Yeah.
Do you say wah or wah-wah? Wah-wah is like non-musicians know what that is. Everyone knows what that is.
Right.
Right. But if you're a guitar player, do you just call it wah? Because wah-wah is kind of sounds like fucking baby talk.
Yeah, I call it wah just for speed.
For brevity?
Yeah.
Yeah, for... Are you brevity or boxer-y today?
I don't know.
We should get down to brass tacks and talk about your underwear today.
I'm wearing brass tacks.
You're wearing brass tacks, right?
A uniform layer of brass tacks.
So if you were a school teacher and someone wanted to play a trick on you and put something on your seat, what would they do? Put like underwear on your chair?
Yeah. A magnet.
Okay. Welcome to the Spy versus Pi podcast. Popcast. Let me get more into my microphone. Pop. Okay, good.
This would be number 0.5, I think.
Let's just call it number 0 part D, just to be safe. Just in case people like the idea that we're doing it all at once. So we spent like an entire day talking, and then we just cut it up into 26 parts.
They know we're lying. They know.
Yeah. But that last one, though, that actually was. You can tell from listening to it that it was three parts of the same hole, because we sat there for an hour and a half. And you can totally tell, because you can tell by the end of it, we totally ran out of gas.
That was 5 o'clock in the morning my time.
Right, your central time?
Oh, yeah, CST.
Is that what they call it? Isn't crime scene...
Technically late.
Tasting.
Yeah, crime scene tasting.
Yeah, and I'm in the Pacific time zone, so it's not as bad for me, but...
So there's a huge delay. Every time I say something, it takes 2 hours for Brian to hear it.
Yeah, this is all recorded separately. You record your part of the conversation.
Right.
And it's all overdubs.
But there's egregious sync issues.
Exactly.
I thought about flipping our tracks by like 2 minutes on the last one.
Yeah, just so you could not make any sense of it.
So it would sound even better.
So it sounds like you're really in the future.
I am.
You would say something, and well, I don't know, but...
Wait, what time is it there?
11:19.
I think the first time anybody ever talks to anyone else on the internet, that's like the first thing they want to know.
What time is it there?
Yeah.
Who are you? Where are you? What is going on?
ASL.
Exactly. It is important, though, because... No, it's not important at all, actually, come to think of it. It's interesting sometimes, because you might be chatting with somebody and say... Australia.
Right.
Maybe I could. Maybe I am talking to someone in Australia right now.
I think you are. I think you could give shout outs to Australia if you wanted to.
No, what I meant, I was just trying to get you to do your Australian accent. But
I don't know.
I don't think you should actually, because we know for a fact that we have Australian.
I don't actually do an Australian accent. I don't have an Australian accent that I do, but I do.
You do the Canadian accent of Wolverine from the Pride of the X-Men cartoon.
Right. I do an Australian accent for every other accent.
Okay, well, yeah. All right, so, okay, now I'm talking to a Scotsman.
Right.
And then you would go, oi!
Theoretically, I would.
I don't know. I don't have an accent. I'm terrible at it. I was thinking that we should take care of some housekeeping and talk about... That song that comes in at the beginning and at the end of every show.
Oh, yeah. It'll probably be on this one, too, I think.
Okay. Do you want to listen to it right now? Should we just put the whole thing on?
No. Maybe we'll put a link to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think we should force people to listen to it.
Listen to it, everybody.
Okay, well, you have to listen to part of it anyway. It's called Soft Orange Glow.
Yep.
By the band Spy vs. Pi, which is us.
If I slipped it in now, it would be mono and low bitrate.
You're right.
I think you should just download
it. That's not the way to. That's not the way to listen to it. And it's the first song that we ever did together.
Yep.
First Songfight. Songfight, for those that don't know, is a website. Songfight.org.
Yeah.
Is the thing that you can type into your machine, your computer machine. A little shout out to Ben Wu there. And it's, they post several titles for songs, just made up, usually three, right? Yeah. It used to be two back in the day.
It started out as two, and then it was three, and then it went back down to two for a while.
And now it's colors and
it's three right
patterns.
Now.
Okay, three different titles, and they're just made-up titles that people make up. And then everyone makes up a song with that title, and they all turn out differently. There's not really any other criteria for it. Other than someone always has to do, invariably someone has to do a rap song, someone has to do an instrumental song, someone has to do...
Just acoustic and singing, and usually leading with the title.
Yes, to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
So that you can write an entirely different song. Or you're not, the rule is you're not supposed to use anything that you've previously written or recorded.
Right.
It's supposed to be sort of fresh based on the title. Anyhow, we had done Songfed a few times solo each, right? Did we not?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we did the, Cindy Back on the Bus. That was the first. Or did we do them both at the same time?
We did everything at once. We each did Put Cindy Back on the Bus. And
we did both titles. We did both titles. One title we did each solo and one we did together. Yeah, that was right. Yeah. So I wrote like a little ditty, acoustic guitar and just singing. And I used the title in the beginning of the song.
Yeah, right away.
pretty much. And then I sent it to Phil and he... fucking recorded 100 things on it, and it came back awesome. And that was it. That was the end.
You might have added something to it.
I did. I totally did. I remember now. I played. You came back with all these crazy like the crazy drum and wah program drum. You didn't play that live.
Right.
It's back before you played. You didn't have drum kit at the time, did you?
I did, but they were in the basement. I didn't have a way to like. Bridge that gap.
You didn't have a lot
of. All my recording
arms.
Stuff was upstairs, and then the drums.
Oh, okay. And then you eventually moved into a different house. Right?
Yeah, I bought this house.
There you go.
I'm in the basement right now recording something, so that just goes to show it's possible.
that you're not in your mom's basement.
No, I'm not.
You know what? Kind of bums me out that whole like, oh, you live in your mom's basement, you play computer games, you're nah, nah. Like, living in your mom's basement, for starters. Isn't really that uncool. Like, it's kind of smart.
Especially if your mom is into it.
Well, I mean, I guess, I guess that's assuming that you are either living there for free or for probably family discount rates.
But if you're sneaking into your parents' house to live in their basement and they
and
don't
to
know...
to play World of Warcraft or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's obviously not cool, but... Yeah, like,
no,
I don't think
I'm
you should...
That.
You shouldn't make fun of, like, people who do that, because they're saving money and, you know... I mean, you can totally make fun of people who just sit in a basement and play video games or, you know, do nothing with themselves. But the fact that it's...
I don't know.
Okay, maybe that's not bad either. I don't know.
If that's what they're into. If there's people just sitting in their basement and listening to podcasts... Thanks.
Well, ostensibly, that I do every night. It's not a basement. It's
a
giant warehouse full of cubicles where I work, but... I mean, that's what I do. I sit at a computer and I do computery things. And, it's called graphic design, but...
So what we should tell people, rather than insulting them and telling them to get out of their mom's basement, we should be like, quit your job.
Quit your job. See, no, that's totally it. It's like, that's what I did that after university. I had finished my bachelor's degree. I got a bachelor's degree in art history, which is... very useful. I recommend that everybody go and get one. I can't imagine my life without it.
You were turning down jobs left and right,
aren't you? That's right. Hand over fist.
Yeah.
And then I broke it up with my girlfriend who I was living with and just everything fucking ended. And I went on a little trip to Japan, did some soul searching, did some okonomiyaki eating, and hung out in malls and ate Mr. Donut.
Did you stick out like a sore thumb?
Yeah. They're like, who's that half white guy?
Yeah.
What's up with that? And I don't speak Japanese, so they just thought I was retarded. So when I moved, I came back to Canada, and I had nowhere to live. I had no nothing. So I moved back in with my parents just to, like, figure out what to do and stuff. And it was totally rad because, because, like, you don't have to work so hard to make rent and bills and all this kind of stuff. Like, Yeah, you know, maybe your parents are like dicks and charge you tons of money to stay there. But my parents were pretty nice. They did charge me rent, but not lots. And yeah, it was like easy living, and I got so much done in terms of art and music and stuff. Like, I think when we started doing Song Fight, and when I was getting back into doing comics and stuff, I was living at home in my parents' basement, and it was one of the most productive times of my life. And I was getting lots done.
That's true. We were song fighting every week.
It's true. Yeah, those were the days, man.
Yep.
Now...
Never.
You still do it once in a while, right?
Yeah.
You and Heather have a band.
Yeah.
You should talk about that while I drink coffee.
Okay. Me and Brian are Spy vs. Pi, and then he himself is Brian F. And...
Sorry, I'm just taking a drink of coffee.
Are you sure you're drinking coffee?
Yeah.
Then I do songs by myself as Abominominous.
You should talk about where that name came from.
Oh, I will. But, me and Heather are the Hell Yeahs. And we have, I think, one of the highest win percentages of any song fighters.
And this is... It really comes down to the golden rule of the internet, is that... Girls win at everything.
Yeah, that's true.
No matter what it is. And not to in any way begrudge the female talent out there. Not in any way. But I will just say that there's such a percentage of awkward nerds who live in their mom's basement and play video games all day. Who are totally intimidated or in awe or anything of like a girl doing anything on a computer, like, or doing anything, you know, like comics, music, whatever it is, right?
Oh, that's true. I mean, me and Heather have actually had that conversation many, many times, and you know, I don't think that like we're exploiting that.
I think you can exploit it,
it's just that's just a fact. It's just the way that
and you know, and that's not why you guys. You guys won because your songs are rad, and like
they were rad too.
Red?
They are rad.
Rad. Rad.
Yeah. The last one we did, we had a theme of Heather's like character in the songs being this like crimesy crimezo who was like doing all these crimes and stuff, and in the last song we did, she got locked up. She went to jail. So it's like the end of the saga. And then after the song went up, people were like, well, couldn't you do a song about her breaking out of jail?
No, sorry, people don't do that. That's only in the movies. It's only in the movies.
If you guys listening want to do Song Fight,
including
go to songfight.org. Yeah, Brian, if you want to do it, the songs are due.
I totally should.
10 a.m. PST on Friday, and the titles this week are "I'm Warning You," "Lava Lamp," and "Capsaicin."
Capsaicin?
Yeah, capsaicin is the spicy, I don't know if it's a molecule or ingredient, but it's the spiciness of peppers and stuff, and they found out that capsaicin kills prostate cancer cells.
Like, through eating it or through putting it on the prostate?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do I have to shove a pepper up my butt? Because I'm totally willing to do that.
You do. You have to.
Or, you know what, it's probably all the same, because...
Preventative.
Obviously, when you eat spicy food and it comes out, you know it, right? Like, it doesn't just disappear, so... It's getting there one way or the other.
Yeah.
I love spicy food. I used to be... Me and my brother and I, my brother and also myself, I think I got one of those right. We used to just be, like, crazy, like, let's eat the spiciest fucking shit we can find, just... And not even to be macho or to be, like, trying to one-up or anything. We just loved it, and we were always, like,
in search. It's exhilarating.
It is, you know? And when you're a young kid and before you've found other vices, you know, maybe that's something you can grab onto. I don't know.
Spices versus vices?
Exactly. Write that down. Write that up.
Okay. I'll record it.
Okay, record that for right now and put what's it called?
Capsaicin?
Caspian?
Capsaicin, assuming they spelled it right.
Caspasian?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that word is just like means nothing to me. Prince Caspasian. Yeah, but
it means
now,
something to you.
All right, I guess. No, I just put words in front of other words and then it makes it sound like I made a joke and then that nobody got it. It's a little tip.
Add some laughter in there.
Good. Okay, add some more in the post, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so spicy food and me, I like it, but I can't handle it like I used to. Maybe it's just my old age. I'm 85 years old now.
I think you probably like the taste of food more. I used to like spicy food, and then
that's the thing is when you eat something too spicy, you don't have the flavor. It's just kill on your tongue and
delicious kill.
Yeah, sometimes that's okay, but if you're at a pub and you get hot wings or something, like, you know those aren't going to probably be the best hot wings.
Yeah,
they're going to be pretty much like out of a frozen bag. And, you know, so you might as well go all out and get the spicy kind, because the taste of the plain is probably, you know, it's just going to be salty or whatever. So,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, former Daily Grinder Scott Williams and I went to Buffalo Wild Wings, which is a chain here that I don't know if you have there. Wild Wings?
No.
It's
I'm a lot further away from place. Buffalo than you are.
Yeah. They got a picture of a buffalo with wings on the sign. Right. We went there and we ordered they've got like 12 shades of spiciness, and we got some to eat, but then we got a 6 to split of the hottest ones they had. And, you know, eyes
watering.
You couldn't
even touch them.
No, you could feel your, I could feel my fingertips tingle. And, I had to go wash my lips because they were burning so bad. Like, you know, everything, my whole mouth swelled up, my eyes were just running, and I, you know,
baby,
they have free refills on the soda
bottle.
My
lips are on fire for you. My tongue is swelling for you.
It was bad.
You should write that in a poem for your wife's anniversary.
It's mine too. Yeah, that's coming
well,
up.
Well, I mean, let's face it, it's your wife's.
I'm excited. No, man. I'm super excited. It's been like 10 years. That's a decade.
That's a pretty big fucking deal, you know. I have my 10-year high school reunion coming up.
It's almost the same thing. You and your high school should go get a 4-star hotel, because I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you get one in the same building, get it like the floor down, and maybe we'll swing by.
No. I don't think I'm going to go to that.
They didn't have one for me.
Yeah, I'll just wait for my 30th.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we're going to have one at all. I know there was a 5-year, and I don't know if anybody went, and then there was no announcement made for the 10-year, so I don't know. I don't...
Yeah, my whole thing is
I don't want to see anybody.
Well, that's part of it, is that, like, I come from a small town. My school was pretty tiny. Like, I don't know. I think my graduation class, do you call it grad class? What do you guys call it? I don't know. Whatever. Was, like, 100 people, maybe, and, like, 20 of them didn't actually graduate. They were all failed and held back a year or something, so it didn't really count. But anyhow, it's pretty small, and, you know, there's not many people I would want to see anyway. And my whole thing is that if I don't see somebody, if I haven't seen them in, well, hell, even a year, like, you know, like, if I've gone a year without talking to them, like, well, I can probably do without them. That's how I am without, like, a lot of things, right? Like, you're cleaning out your storage or something, like, well, okay, I haven't really used this thing in, you know, a year, so obviously I can go without it, and you throw it away. So that's kind of how I am with people.
You should come over and clean my basement.
Yeah.
And hold me to that rule, because there's no way it would work.
Yeah, and... But I can't do that, like, right away. It's usually stuff, like, I have to kind of...
Yeah.
Constantly be doing that. But, yeah, I mean, that's how I am with people, too. Like,
you've never seen me, though.
Well, no. It's not about seeing stuff. Like, I could be blind. I'm not going to... You know, if I obviously go blind, I'm not going to, like, throw everything away and stop talking to people altogether.
I don't need anything.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, if I haven't seen people for 10 years, like, yeah, maybe everyone's going to be curious as to, like, what happened to people and stuff, but, you know, I don't really care, and I'm not that curious. I could, if someone told me, someone who went, said, oh, and this is what everyone's doing, I'd be like, oh, okay, all right, cool. Basically, I would just prefer if everybody from my high school got a MySpace account, and I could keep tabs on them that way.
Yeah. It should be government mandated that she, well, my government anyway, that you register on MySpace.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I meant to ask you, okay. Well, go ahead.
No. Well, I was actually just trying to get back on track and figure out where the tangent started. Soft Orange Glow.
Yeah, we talked about Songfight a little bit. And
Dr. Orange Glow, I should say, yeah, you sent all that crazy stuff. I played accordion. I have an accordion, which I rarely play, and I don't even really know how to play it. And I played some keyboards on it. And then my favorite thing ever was you played... Didn't you play like a handful of change or keys or something?
Might have been change. It was probably a handful of silverware.
Right, okay. And it makes a nice... live percussion, jingly jangly kind of noise that I really like about that song. And that song's a tang.
I know I've done one song where for percussion I was smacking my belly. I think that might have been an Obama song. I'm a regular Bobby McFerrin.
Soft orange ham bone.
Yeah. but wasn't the whole point of this podcast idea, I think, to propel us into making more songs?
Yeah, yeah. Because maybe... Well, was it? I don't know. I thought it was just something fun to do, because...
I think so. I think it was like, oh, we should do some more songs. And how many times have we said we should do another song?
Oh, dude. Like, okay, probably, realistically.
I have a macro for saying it.
So. Yeah, no. I mean, We did one at Christmas time, sort of.
Yeah.
The Captain Tom McHenry and little Captain Sarah Bauer song.
Yeah.
They like it when I
say all I did was drum.
I know, and that's the thing.
I never even heard the song, I just drummed.
Yeah, it wasn't even really a fully realized, like, no, it's a song, and it's good and everything, but it's not like, it wasn't our typical way of back and forth, and like,
no,
both were, it was just kind of like, okay, I wrote the song, here, play drums on it, and I got my pal Rick to play bass on it. It sounds awesome, I love it, but it's not really a Spy vs. Spy song, if you ask me. And so the one before that, the last one we did, must be like a year ago now. Like, I don't know how long ago, but it's been a long time.
It's going to be sad. I'm going to check.
We're going to get back on that. I've forgotten how to sing and play guitar, but I'll just smack my belly, I guess, and be a part of it.
I can still kind of do both, but...
Yeah, I don't know. My new apartment, I always kind of feel like maybe the walls are a little bit thinner than my old place and all this, and I don't know. I feel a bit self-conscious about making tons of racket. But I shouldn't, because fuck it. I'm paying rent, and everyone can suck my ass, and I'm fucking making cool-ass tunes, and they can...
That's the way to go
Come over and enjoy them with me, and bring chips.
I know my neighbors can hear me drum, and I kind of feel like... You know, I feel a little bad. Like, on one side, they're far enough away that I don't really worry about it. But on the other side, they're a lot older couple. And they've been in this neighborhood for years and years. And so I feel a little awkward drumming because I know they can hear it. But I don't do it when they're probably sleeping or...
Right.
Or whatever. So I feel like I could be doing a lot worse. So I guess that's like...
Like murdering them. But... Or,
right. Well, it's always on my mind, though, when I'm drumming. I'm always thinking of, like...
Murdering people.
Yeah.
That's the best way to drum.
No, I just think about, like, pissing them off. I don't want to get a bad rap in my neighborhood. It was fine when I rented. I would.
That's true. Yeah, you're a homeowner now.
Yeah. I'm totally homo here.
You put the homo in homeowner.
April 14th, or, no.
What?
Valentine's Day. 2005. Yes. That was the last song we submitted on Songfight.
We are all famous.
Yeah.
Did we do that on Valentine's Day?
Well, we didn't do it on Valentine's Day. I think that was the day it went up.
I see.
So yeah, we probably did.
It's our 1 year anniversary. Passed. We missed it. Fuck.
Of not doing anything.
Not doing anything. But in the meantime, you more so than me, but yeah, like tons of shit has happened.
Yeah.
And we all started doing more comics.
Yep.
And all that. So it's not as though we sat around and did nothing.
And then I started doing less comics.
Like Les McLean? Like Leslie?
Less panels.
EvilSpaceRobot.com. Les McLean. Speak cartoon.
And that's not evil, like _ robot.
Oh yeah, space. Evil Space is in outer space.
The robot is from space. Evil Space Robot.
Evil Space Robot. And he was a member, a participant in the first Daily Grind Iron Man.
The dude is a member.
Comics. He's a total member. I don't know why I felt the need to plug him.
Because we were gonna maybe touch on the Daily Grind, which I don't know. We don't have a lot of time left, but
we have all the time left, dude.
No way, I'm cutting this off exactly a half hour.
All right,
mid-word.
Fine. Fine.
We've gotten a lot of complaints on download times.
That's right. People are like, fucking, this is too long. And they're fast forwarding and like listening to us on high speed dubbing. And we sound like chipmunks. That's how we can do it, dude. We can totally do that. And then people can slow it down themselves and it'll be twice as long.
We could talk as fast as we possibly can and stretch it out.
I think we pretty much do.
Yeah.
I always feel like I speak really quickly. And, yeah. But anyway, Daily Grind. So you're still in it.
Me?
Phil's. Yeah.
I haven't looked. No, I am still in it.
You've been doing over a year. Hanukkah Day for over a year. Not weekends, but still.
Guaranteed not weekends.
Better than most people. I quit a long time ago in the summer, and I think I'm better for it. I was fucking doing shitty stuff, but yeah. No, but that's why we need to do stuff like this, podcast,
yeah.
More tunes and stuff.
Get me to lose.
Exactly. Your money will belong to somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, the Daily Grind Iron Man fucking thing. Go to crowncommission.com and you can like do the site from there if you've never seen it before. But if you're listening to this, you probably have seen it before.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee. Everybody's like, oh, they're talking about the grind.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
But nothing specifically because everyone's who's in it is fucking retarded and their comments are stupid.
Every single person. Dumb. Everyone.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, are you totally done?
I'm done. That's the end. No, okay. I was just at the shop store across the street, buying some coffee, and I found out what that other kind of ice cream was called. It's called tortoise soup.
Tortoise soup?
Yeah, and it's got cashews, and I forget what else. I didn't really look at it, but that's
caramel, I'm sure.
Really? Is tortoise soup something that I'm not aware of?
Well, it's probably something, but they have those little cookie candy things, turtles. I guess they're more cookie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nuts and caramel and chocolate and stuff, so I would assume there's caramel in the
ice cream. But, no, because turtles are pecans. Or pecans.
That's a nut.
Yeah, but they're not cashews.
Ah, but... So... Right.
I don't know.
Well, those are turtles. This is tortoise.
It's true, I guess. They didn't want to be... infringing.
You should buy it and eat it on the air.
Yes. What? Air? Yeah.
The other thing
I wanted to correct from before was Robin Bougie's mini-comic is, in fact, not called Poop, but I Love Poop.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So people are looking for it in their local Quimby's.
Yep.
If you're at your local Quimby's comic store and you're looking for it, it's actually called I Love Poop.
Right.
It's very good.
They have a very rigid organization system there, too, so...
Oh, really?
I'm sure it's cross-referenced under
Poop
P. As well. There's probably a leader card that says, you know, C, I, heart.
Do they use, like, a library filing system there?
No, it was, No.
Remember those cards? The card... What do you call them? The trays? With the... You know, when you're looking up a book in the library?
It's all the card catalog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I never really quite understood that.
That's the original internet right there.
It's true. I'm bad at libraries.
You're bad at libraries?
I am. Even when I was in university, like, I kind of didn't really know how they worked that well, and I don't know, I just wouldn't really go, and I don't know, it's weird. I couldn't really handle it.
You can't handle libraries?
That's why I failed.
Libraries.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Do we have time to talk about anything else?
Well, I think you should buy that ice cream, and I think you should eat it.
I'll do a live review of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And after talk with a mouthful.
Can I do it after I eat two junior cheeseburgers from Wendy's?
Yeah.
I've been doing that a lot.
Did you get Wendy's last night?
I did, and this is... Okay, and I almost didn't. And here's why I'm not going to tonight. I walk in there, and it's the same fucking night staff. I get off work...
Yeah.
At midnight or whatever, and it's a pretty long commute. And so by the time there's a Wendy's near my house, Wendy's Tim Hortons combo, which is very nice, and they're open till 1.
Tim Hortons is a donut chain.
It's the donut chain,
right?
And watch for it coming to a town near you. It's awesome. Okay, and I walk in there, and it's the same fucking night staff, and they're like, "Hey, two cheeseburgers to go." I'm like, "Fuck!" Like I'm a regular now. So
oh no,
I can't go. I should have not gone.
You've got a prescription for cheeseburgers now.
I know. Yeah, I'm hungry.
That sucks.
Yeah,
Yeah, so get two cheeseburgers, get the ice cream, and eat it all, and record that.
I'm not feeling any like adverse effects from eating a lot of junk food lately and stuff. I feel like I'm getting enough exercise and otherwise eating pretty well and being generally okay and stuff. I don't feel like...
I don't know, dude.
Fat, greasy asshole or anything.
Your voice sounds thicker, and your line weight has increased.
That's true. My voice has a glossy coat.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
We had... me and Heather watched 24 last night and ate...
Who's Heather?
Heather's my lovely wife.
You also have another not-so-lovely wife.
Do I?
Named Brian.
Oh, yeah. No, Heather is my lovely wife. And she's been listening intently to this.
Like, around the corner? Like, right behind you?
No. She's like, she'll listen to it later.
What's Brian saying right now?
When I'm at work.
You should give her the headphones. And, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she hates it. She's like, why don't you talk to me like that?
No.
All right.
Well, she likes it.
Good.
But we had mango gelato last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty good. We ordered it from...
Gelato?
Simon Delivers is the grocery delivery company. And it's a little more expensive, but you don't have to kill weekend time, which is our only time together. You don't have to kill weekend time to go grocery shopping, so...
Do you know what I also enjoy about things like that? That is... You know what? I think you almost always get what you pay for. If you can, in fact, place a value on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you buy the more expensive ice cream, you don't have to eat quite as much of it to be sated. Do you find that? I find that all the time. If, you know, you can buy the Econo tub of white flavors.
Oh, right. No, I know what you mean. The big gallon.
Yeah, you can buy that stuff, and it's cheaper, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's probably good for kids, because kids don't give a shit. kids give a lot of shit. Okay, but so I'm just becoming old and a connoisseur or something.
You only want the finest ice creams.
I don't need to find it, but like I just find that like you spend a little more, you get some good quality shit. You don't have to eat tons of it to feel like
two of your top shelf bacon cheeseburgers.
Exactly. what? Yeah.
I don't know. You got anything else? We did the song fight.
I got lots, but...
We're going to have to unload it next
time.
We're pushing the clock. We're there.
Thanks
for listening, everybody.
Yeah, if you... I was going to plug our website, but if you're listening to it, chances are they got it off.
Yeah, you probably...
Spy versus Pie, which is SPYVSPIE.com. And that's our website.
Yeah, if you downloaded this through any... illegitimate means. If you got this in a torrent pack,
please let us know so we can take the appropriate action and thank whoever did it. No, go to our website and listen to some tunes. Listen to Soft Orange Glow. That's your homework.
Yeah, definitely. We'll discuss it again next time.
Yeah, that's all we'll talk about.
All right,
let's get. Oh, you know what I was? See, this is. I totally forgot. At the beginning in our intro,
yeah,
I was gonna do. Fucking cheesy ass announcer voice thing because I was listening to the Four Color Rebellion podcast. It's a video game website, and I was like, oh, I'll check out these guys. I like their website and video games and shit. It's pretty hard to get through. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's just not that good. And, picture how good a video game podcast could be, and it's really not that good.
Is it half that?
I don't know. But they had this dude with a shitty mic. Like popping his peas and all this, and he was doing like a, he was trying to be like an announcer, but he wasn't, and he was all like, coming up next on the Four Color Rebellion podcast, we're gonna talk about fucking Animal Crossing, and he's, you know,
again,
Sunday, and he's doing all this kind of, and I'm like, no one really talks like, and the only people who do that voice are on the radio, and I don't even know why they're still doing it. Like, when you hear, like, radio bumpers, and they're like, coming up next! And you're like, I don't think anyone really responds to that anymore.
I do.
You do?
With
you're like,
disdain.
Oh, okay, fine. But I guess it does sort of get your attention, but it's like, that kind of speaking only happens in like radio bumpers.
They want it to be radio.
They do the overlapping sort of panning thing. Like it'll be the same guy, and he'll be doing two slightly different voices. Maybe one has more reverb or something, and it'll be like one and one in each ear, and they're sort of overlapping. And he's saying lots of stuff all at once, and I don't know. I don't think there's any call for that if you're doing a podcast and you're... Don't pretend to be on the radio. That's stupid.
I agree.
Like, if you get on the radio through your fame, the way that perhaps through Kevin Smith's fame he was able to go and write Green Arrow.
Yeah.
If you have that level of success. Nice. And you go from podcast to radio. Like, if you make it to the big time, like radio.
Please mention our website.
Yeah, A, do that. And B, then feel free to talk like a jackass. But doing a recording a podcast, like, don't
be civil.
Be civil, civil, civil. Yeah. Okay. All right, so,
let's be done.
Okay, put, be sure to put lots of reverb on this and make it sound like we're shouting.
I will, on that part. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Thanks to our 50 downloads, listeners. From our first week.
That's right.
That was really, it was really nice of you, of all our friends combined, to
100 people download half of a show. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. That's they we don't have any way of tracking who turned it off after 1 minute.
Yeah. So it turned into 50 total hits.
Yeah. Well, all
okay.
Right.
That's goodbye, everybody.
Cool. Okay. See ya.
Spices versus vices.
Write that down. Write that up.